Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Was the flood local or universal in scope? And can we know for certain which is true? The Bible presents it, without any question at all, as a universal flood. First go to the context of Genesis chapter 6, verses 8 through 21. When Noah is instructed by God to construct or to build the ark, what type of a boat is this? It's not your little John boat. It's not something like what we might identify as a pontoon or anything like that. He builds the perfect seaworthy vessel. In fact, we know today by looking at the dimensions of the ark as well as the structure as to the way in which God has told him to design it, to craft it, is that this is indeed the perfect seaworthy vessel. And why would he have built such a vessel if it was only going to be for a localized flood? But then also we come to the New Testament, Matthew chapter 24, verse 38 and 39. When Jesus, in the context here of Matthew 24, is speaking in reference to His coming back, that's the context, He then alludes to the days of Noah. And when we take into consideration the context there, Jesus is paralleling His return, which is a local or a universal return. It's a universal return to that of the flood. Was it a local or a universal? Jesus understood that it was indeed a universal flood. I also want to point out, though, what Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 through verse 7. In the context here, Peter says, "For this they willfully forget that by the word of heaven, by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water by the same heavens and earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and petition of ungodly men." Again, a reference to the judgment of God, a universal judgment of God. But I want to draw our attention to this immediate context. In this immediate context, friends, he identifies is that the earth, the known earth at that time, was what? Covered with water. Standing in and standing out of water. Completely covered. Then also we need to take into consideration the evidence that we find from science and individuals who explore the earth. I believe that there is an unreal amount of evidence that points to a universal flood. Take into consideration, seashells have been found in on mountaintops as well as in areas far away from the sea. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of going out to Cumberland Caverns. Been out there a number of times, gone through the tour, and when I went through this last time, it was a faith-based tour. I didn't really care for everything that the individual had to say because doctrinally he was off on a lot of different things. So if you're going to go through on that type of a tour out there or anywhere for that matter, be very careful. Have your ears open and listen for the things that they may teach that is false. But one thing that I did appreciate that he brought out is he said that there is evidence concerning a universal flood here even in this cave. And he points with his flashlight up on the roof or on the ceiling of the cave, and guess what was up there? Seashells. How did they get there? Well, people didn't just go out to the beach and put them up there. They would have gotten there, I believe, without question due to the flood. God has not left Himself without witness. And I use Acts chapter 14 and verse 17. In that context, He says, "And that He did good." But God has not left Himself without witness in any sense. God has identified Himself through His creation, and God also identifies and validates His Word, as we would also then look and to explore what we find even in the earth itself. But then also I want us to approach this from a logical standpoint, a consideration. If the flood were local, why did Noah need to build an ark? Think about that. Why could they have not just gone to another area and have escaped the flood? why did the animals flee, or why didn't the animals flee to higher ground? It's a valid question, I believe. It's instinct for animals. Whenever a flood water is coming, is that they know this, and what do? They escape the flood, or most are able to do so, and they go to higher ground until the waters come down, and then they go back. But also, why didn't the birds quickly fly away to a drier region? I believe that those are logical, rational questions that need to be asked and explored if someone wants to consider a localized flood. Again, from a biblical, scientific, as well as a logical point of view, there's no question about it. We're dealing with a universal flood. In no sense was it localized.